So you want to go from being a simple stroking loser to a cuckold stroking loser, huh? Well, it's not that hard to do. You see, I say that you'll still be a cuckold stroking loser rather than just a cuckold because there will be times when you'll be permitted to stroke yourself. And trust me when I tell you, you will relish those times. So don't balk. You'll be lucky to get them, honestly. Now, I'm going to tell you a few things about how to become the cuckold that I assume you want to be since you're here. But keep in mind, these are things that I would expect from you, the way I would do it. So, it may not go exactly this way, but this should give you a pretty good guide. First, most likely, you will find the perfect stud by letting your wife look for him or your girlfriend. She's got the beautiful, sexy body, the confidence in herself, and, well, she's got what he really wants now, doesn't she? Because, make no mistake, that big, beautiful, real man wants your woman. And when he decides he wants her, he will take her. Now, for those of you who have a wife who's maybe a little more shy and she's just not sure she can go out and get it started, or maybe she just figures if you're going to do it, you should be the one to go find him. Well, in that case, there are ways to look for the perfect man. You can choose someone at the gym, or the two of you can go out together and you can watch for men watching her, and you can look online. There are ways to find them, and I can help you with that more if you are interested. But we're going to move along with, you know, the basics for now. So, once you find the right man, I'm sure they'll let you watch a little to start with, but for the most part, they're going to want to get kind of acclimated with each other. So, you're probably going to be required to wait downstairs or in a spare room somewhere. You may even be expected to do chores. But you may get lucky and she may tell you you can stroke your little dick. And if she does, trust me, take advantage of it because there are going to be times when she's not going to let you. She's going to find that the hornier you are, the more compliant you are, and the more she can get you to do things exactly the way she wants them done. So take advantage while you can. Now, when she's up there with him, you may hear noises. The bed springs popping, her moaning and screaming his name, him telling her what a hot little bitch she is, how much he wants her, how slutty she is. Use these noises for your own stroking pleasure. That's the most you can do with them, after all. Now, there are going to be other times when you are going to be allowed upstairs in the bedroom with them. Relish these times. They're a special gift, really. But know that you do need to make yourself useful while you're there. So be prepared to find a job that suits you well and that will make them happy so they'll let you in there more. For example, you can be a fluffer. You know what that is, don't you? When you take his cock in your mouth and get it hard and get it ready. You may be an inserter, one who pushes the cock into her. I like that one myself. And then there's always cleaner, you know, licking up all that cream pie and even cleaning him up for that matter, licking him clean, getting off the juice off of his cock. You need to practice these things and get really good at them. Trust me, it will be what will keep you in there. But now don't be surprised if you're expected to sleep in the guest room, at least while he's there and maybe all the time, because quite frankly, once she gets this big, beautiful cock, she's not really going to have much use for yours anymore. If you want to learn more, check out mistressphonesexcalls.com. I look forward to hearing from you and Teaching you to be a good little cuckold.